old path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinette.
A meditation by Jeremiah Burroughs from The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. Oh, this rebellious heart that I have against the Lord, which has manifested itself in this way of murmuring against the Lord. That is the third point in the evil of discontent. It is wickedness which is greatly contrary to grace, and especially contrary to the work of God, in bringing the soul home to itself. I know no disorder more opposite to the work of God in the conversion of a sinner than this is. Question: what is the work of God when he brings a sinner home to himself? Answer: 1. The usual way is for God to make the soul see and be sensible of the dreadful evil that is in sin, and the great breach that sin has made between God and it. For certainly Jesus Christ can never be known in his beauty and excellence till the soul knows that. I do not say what secret work of the Holy Ghost there may be in the soul, but before the soul can actually apply Jesus Christ to itself, it is impossible but that it must come to know the evil of sin and the excellence of Jesus Christ. A seed of faith may be put into the soul, but the soul must first know Christ and know sin and be made sensible of it. Now, how contrary is this sin of murmuring to any such work of God? Has God made me see the dreadful evil of sin and made my soul sensible of the evil of sin as the greatest burden? How then I be much troubled for every little affliction? Certainly, if I saw what the evil of sin was, that sight would swallow up all other evils. And if I were burdened with the evil of sin, it would swallow up all other burdens. What? Am I now murmuring against God's hand? Whereas a while ago the Lord made me see myself to be a damned wretch, and apprehend it as a wonder that I was not in hell.